Council. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well. I just wanted to take a minute to commend you on the Wounded Warrior effort that you've been making out there with a son in the military. I understand the importance of making sure that people are aware of the struggles and the things that soldiers have to come home to.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. I'll talk about that anytime you want to. I just, the two gentlemen I had on just before Memorial Day, I can't tell you how impressed I am with them. I'm gonna have more on. It's an amazing organization that deals with all aspects of reentering society here when you come back. And thank you for mentioning that, because like I said, I'll talk about that anytime. I have a son-in-law who's about to head off in October for his fourth deployment. So, yep, I understand that as well from all sides. So let me put it this way. As I learned from my Wounded Warrior friends, I understand as much as a civilian can.
Right. I understand that. I have a son that is going in the end of June. He was held up a month and got to spend time with his daughter before she got out of school. So I do absolutely understand that.
In what branch of the military?
Air Force. So he'll be going to Iraq the end of June.
Oh, and what's his name, Carol?
Jason Wood.
Jason Wood. Well, our hats off to Jason Wood for all the good things that he does as well for all of us. I appreciate you mentioning that, and I will say hello to him as well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Gee, it seems anticlimactic to talk about the issues that we need to talk about now, but we do need to talk about them. One of the things we want to talk about is after meeting Thursday night, where the city of Lansing is headed with the medical marijuana, and where these commercial or where these businesses will be allowed to locate after much discussion. As on the Public Safety Committee, you're a big part of where we're going to go with this situation?
Well, just so that the public understands, we still have much opportunity for them to weigh in and give us their opinions. What came out of committee on a 2-1 vote was that medical marijuana dispensaries, along with cultivation, where you cultivate medical marijuana, will be licensed to be able to be an F1 commercial, an H and I industrial, that you can cultivate and dispense at the same location, and that those 48 establishments that came into effect when we put the moratorium in place will be able to remain where they are, even though they might not meet the licensing requirements that a new establishment might have to make. And what that means is new establishments will have to be 1,000 feet away from schools, churches, rehab centers, playgrounds, licensed daycares, and within 1,000 feet away from another establishment. Those that are currently the way our current draft is, will be able to continue to do business as long as they meet the safety standards that are part of the licensing requirements.
Are you happy with how this looks at this point, kind of as a working pattern?
My concern is the F1 commercial, and it has been right along. I listened intently to the community and the neighborhood people that especially those along Michigan Avenue that talked about clustering in their neighborhood and what that meant for them. The way it's currently structured, those that are currently there can stay there, and if one were to leave, I think what they were looking for is that no more would be able to come. As long as they meet those requirements, they will be able to come, and I think that's part of what I heard out there as we were dealing with this, is some of the work that the Eastside Neighborhood as well as the Allen Network Center have done to revitalize their community. They believe that they're saturated with a number of them along that Michigan Avenue corridor.
Well, and I do, the perception of how it looks, I guess, to folks coming into town. A friend of mine was in from out of town not long ago and was driving through and called me on the phone and he said, have you seen how many of these dispensaries and medical marijuana places there are on Michigan Avenue?
Yeah, and I think that's what they've heard a great deal of. As people are looking at housing in their neighborhood, if they're looking at opening other businesses, it's a perception that's out there. I know that we also received a letter from the Catholic Diocese who's weighed in. Their concern, again, is the fact that those that would be grandfathered in would be able to still be within proximity of schools and churches. And they have Resurrection that they have some concerns about, along with St. Casimir on Barnes Avenue. And both of those are areas that would be within 1,000 feet of the church and of the schools that are there. So they're concerned about that. And again, part of this process is to listen to what those concerns are and then to see if there's the will to possibly craft something else. I know when we looked at East Lansing's, East Lansing actually did an industrial park. It's one zone that's quite a ways out. What they did was tailored that so that it wasn't along the corridors and it wasn't in areas that they had been working intently at trying to improve.
Well, public input, as you said, is important. When is the next opportunity for folks to let you know their thoughts and feelings?
Well, actually, we're going to be having a meeting, a public safety meeting on June 16th. That's a Thursday at 6 o'clock at Foster Center, and that's 200 North Foster, and it'll be in room 213. There will also be an opportunity, and as soon as I get that information, I'll get it to you for a public hearing before the planning board. They're required to make a recommendation to us. And then there will be another opportunity when council does a public hearing for people to weigh in at that time and let us know what their concerns are.
Well, very good. As always, I have about 14 other subjects to talk to you about. And the good news is you are very generous with your time and usually answer when I call. So I appreciate that so very much. And we'll call again and talk about another subject. Enjoy the rest of this evening, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Carol.